A person is, has difficulty talking, you say he's what? He's
hoarse.
And a person has a what?
Cold.
Oh, and he?
Cough.
And the doctor gives this person
a prescription?
Yes. He gives him some pills, and he comes over and all the pills are still in the container. He says, you haven't what your pills?
You haven't taken your medicines.
Okay. And a person can't hear, his hearing is gone. The person is
a mute
or
deaf.
And say that guy was out working all day and he really what hard. He really not perspired hard, but he really
is overworked?
Yes, but not like not. You wouldn't say he. You might say he perspired hard, or you might use another word instead of perspired. He really what hard?
Sweat is running.
Yes, that's right. And so you'd say he really what hard? He really. That's the word.
He really sweats.
Behind the past tense, would you say sweat? He really sweat hard, or he really sweated hard? Probably.
I don't know if I use hard.
All right, well, hard, that doesn't make any difference. I'm just talking about the past, there's just the past of sweat. I mean, would you say sweated or sweat? He really sweat hard?
He sweated.
Okay, you'd use it, that's what I'm saying. Past tense of take is?
Taken.
Yeah, or the simple is he what? Say, what happened to this thing? You say, oh, so-and-so what if he?
Took it.
And a large sore that has a core in it and discharges.
A boil?
What do you call that stuff in the boil?
Pus.
And a person is shot with a revolver, he receives a bullet what?
Wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal properly, you have scar tissue, or you might call it something else. It's an old term, isn't it? You don't hear the term much, but they call it a certain kind of flesh.
Proud flesh?
Yeah, could you describe that to me?
Well, sort of like a callus. In addition to being like a callus, I think that it could be paired off. There is a loss of sensitivity in the area of scar tissue. Or this problem.
It's the same thing as scar tissue to you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't know. Say this person was killed, and they had to have a coroner's inquest because they didn't know what he.
What the cause of his death?
Yes, the cause of his death, or what he.
He died from.
And after he died, they put the body in a what?
In a morgue.
All right. Yeah, but that's right. But then they put him in what do you call this?
Casket.
You're too literal for me. See, you've got this thing too well worked out in your mind. All right, and then they took the casket and they put it out someplace for about 3 days.
So they wiped the body.
Okay. And what about the place where they have the wake?
The undertakers.
And what about the after that they.